WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Your mother loves you.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Describe in single words only the good things that come into your mind. About your mother?
My mother?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about my mother.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to do like I do.
Why did mommy do that?
Get your own show. Play your own music.
I'm only in layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Thank you.
listen to the wind of my soul. Where I'll end up, well, I think only God really knows. I've sat upon the setting sun, but never, 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 never. I never wanted water once. No, never, never, never. I listen to my words, but they fall far below. I let my music take me where my heart wants to go. Swam upon the devil's lake, but never, 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 never. I'll never make the same mistake. No, never, never, never.
Welcome, everybody, to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. 91.5 on your FM dial. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and my apologies for missing last week's episode. But recently, my mother, Elizabeth Buechert, passed away. So tonight's episode is a memorial show for her. And in particular, in the second hour of the show, I'll be playing a set that includes the eulogy I gave for my mom at her services, layered on top of some Tangerine Dream. So my mom was 79 years old, and she had a number of health issues, but she was definitely able to enjoy living her life with my father together in their house in New York. And earlier that day, she told my father that her heart was beating fast, and after noon, she decided to take a rest on the bed. And then my father heard a noise, and he went into the bedroom, and he found her lying on the floor. And he immediately called 911, and they got there in like 3 minutes, but they couldn't revive her. She never had any heart problems. She had some other health problems, like she needed to use a walker to get around. But she had an EKG like 3 weeks before, and they said everything was okay. So this was definitely unexpected. Tonight, it's a Tears of the Gods sound collage, formula-wise. And, of course, what that means is we've got some features for you. We've got two featured artists, the German electronic band Tangerine Dream and Cat Stevens. Plus, we've got three different versions of the spiritual Amazing Grace, which we started off with Sane Dose's version from Moon Spirits. And then we heard from Cat Stevens and the wind. We've got just three longer sets in tonight's mix, and we'll see how well I hold up through that. Does it happen to you that when something particularly sad happens, that so much music seems to relate to what you're feeling. It's almost like every song is speaking and directed to you. And for me, Cat Stevens songs particularly seem to have that quality. If you're a longtime listener, you may remember some other memorial shows I've done for my dear friends, fellow WMFO DJs, Hank Fonts and then Dean Wallace, as well as two others that I did in 2008 and 2016, memorializing two non-human creatures who were very dear to me. My brother and sister cats, Shiitake and Miso. But of course, a mother is different and very special for so many reasons. And I'll be telling you about my particular reasons in that second hour eulogy. My mother liked music, but she wasn't fanatical about buying artists and in particular artists, although she really did love Johnny Mathis and also a Diane Warwick. So, and particularly Johnny Mathis at Christmas. That's what we heard on the record player. She also, well, more so, she listened to the radio a lot. And I specifically remember hearing Jim Morrison's voice coming out of our kitchen AM radio. Growing up in 1960s New York, the Dan Ingram Show. And she also ended up liking classical music, Chopin, especially as she got in her middle ages. Yes, middle ages and beyond. So that's what's coming up in the next set. And my father and her were able to travel in Europe. They really enjoyed doing that. And her heritage was Polish and Lithuania, and they visited both of those countries. And we'll be hearing a 9-minute piece by featured artist Tangerine Dream called Poland in the middle of our first set. So let's start things off here. My memorial to Elizabeth Buchert, my mother, with some Johnny Mathis. What Will Mary Say, here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, WMFO in Medford.
I must be going. My heart is showing. I better hurry
going.
Don't go.
My heart is showing.
Don't
that never were are parking cars and pumping gas. You can really breathe in San Jose. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I was born and raised in San Jose. I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. And right away, I've got lots of friends in San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose? And pumping gas.
Thank you. Once beautiful and full of life, but that was long ago. Now I'm going through this change. I'm having hot flashes, and talk about gassy. I could use some fresh air. Bet you could too, honey bun. Tell you what, this Earth Day, April 22nd, pack a little as lunch, meet me at the park, and we can plant a tree together. It'll be special. And the folks at Earth Day Canada say it'll help with the odour. Visit earthday.ca to find out more. Oh dear, was that me or you?
the music's over. When the music's over, yeah. When the music's over, turn up the lights, turn up the lights, turn up the lights, yeah, yeah. When the music's over, when the music's over, when the music's over, turn up the lights, turn up the lights, turn up the lights. When the music is your special friend, dance on fire, it intends. Music is your only friend. Cancel my subscription to the resurrection. Send my credentials to the house of detention. I got some friends inside. Face in the mirror won't stop. The girl in the window won't drop. A feast of friends, alive, she cried, waiting for me. Sing into the big sleep. I want to hear. I want to hear the scream of the butterfly. We'll be right back.
my baby back into my arms. We're getting tired of hanging around. Waiting around with our heads to the ground. I hear a very gentle sound. Very near yet, very far. Very soft, yeah, very clear. Come today, what have they done to the earth? What have they done to our fair sister? Ravaged and plundered and ripped her and bit her. Stuck her with knives in the side of the dawn. And tied her with fences and dragged her down. I hear a very gentle sound. With your ear down to the ground. We want the world and we want it.
We want the world and we want it.
Now. Now.
Hey!
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening we are having a memorial to my mother, Elizabeth Buchert, who suddenly passed away recently. And in that last set, we played some of her favorite music, as well as a piece that I don't think that she's ever heard, but we'll explain that. So we began the set with definitely one of her, I would say her favorite male singer, Johnny Mathis. What Will My Mary Say was the name of that. And then we heard from Chopin. She also enjoyed classical music. That was Nouvelle Etude number 1 in F minor. And then Dionne Warwick, Do You Know the Way to San Jose? And my mother and father enjoyed traveling in Europe, and her background was both Polish and Lithuania, and they visited both of those countries. And we had one of our two featured artists, Tangerine Dream, the German electronic band. We heard their piece Poland from the Dream Roots collection. And then another piece by Chopin, the Nocturne for Piano number 1 in B flat minor, opus 9 of 1, is performed by Peter Schmalfuss. And another hit song from Dionne Warwick that I remember hearing in my youth, coming out of the AM radio, This Girl's in Love with You. And then a public service message from Canada. And yeah, it's not quite Earth Day. That was from Earth Day Canada, but the subject just certainly matched. Date with Mom. And we concluded with another voice that I remember coming out of the AM radio in our kitchen, Jim Morrison and the Doors, When the Music's Over. Man, I thought that that man had the perfect voice. And I actually thought that if I was to learn how to sing, I hoped that I would sound like that. And eventually I took some singing lessons and I learned, well, at least at that time, that I had absolutely no talent for singing. I just wasn't getting it. So those dreams of singing while playing my guitar in Harvard Square were dashed. But it led to doing sound collages, so that worked out. And another thing that Date with Mom public service message from Earth Day Canada made me think about, well, my mom was cremated and some of her ashes were interred in the kind of mausoleum space in a cemetery, and that's where my father will be interred as well. But a great thing about ashes is that there's so many of them, and you can spread them in many places. And my mom also wanted some of her ashes to be spread by the ocean, and my two sisters are going to do that. And I'd been talking with my father, because you know where I'd really like my ashes to be ultimately are in my backyard garden, where my two cats, Shiitake and Miso, are interned, buried in boxes underneath. Well, first, when Shiitake passed away, first in 2008, we created Shiitake's garden. But with Miso's passing in 2016, it's Shiitake and Miso's garden. And in my dream states, I kind of think of being out there with them too for all of eternity. Well, you know, there are certainly many people who like the idea of being blasted into outer space, having their ashes that way. And I thought that would be an attractive thing too, an appealing thing. And then I saw and read the short essay by Carl Sagan, Pale Blue Dot, when the Voyager 1 spacecraft was getting to the edge of our solar system. He convinced NASA to turn the cameras around and take a picture of our planet from that great distance. And if you look that up on the internet, Pale Blue Dot, the picture, and more particularly Carl Sagan's words, which I just translate, the summary is, everybody, every human who has ever lived, every rich man, every poor man, every king, every slave has lived on that small, insignificant speck of light seen from perhaps 4 billion years away. And it's a very livable place. The rest of space is dark and cold, and there's not much stuff out there. And that convinced me that actually my ashes being anywhere on Earth is fine. But I like that idea of the backyard garden with my cats. And my father's bought into it that we'll have some of my mom's ashes and some of my father's as well there. And, you know, you don't need many. Just a couple of molecules will work. But that's what I think. So, backing me up right now is some Brian Eno with Discrete Music. This is actually three variations on the canon in D major by Johann Pachelbel. And some of Brian Eno's first published, recorded, available on vinyl ambient music. So now, as we near the 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to have the main mix of this evening as far as spoken words. My siblings read some scripture pieces at the mass for my mom, but I wanted to give a eulogy, and the church's rules were that it be 3 to 5 minutes long and focus on some spiritual aspect of the person who passed away. So I wasn't going to do that. I wanted to do my own thing. Hey, it's free form, right? Yeah. So